and a good Tuesday morning to you. Welcome into the Nick Craig Show, streaming live this morning on YouTube, Rumble, X, Facebook. And don't forget, take the show 24/7 on demand by checking out the Nick Craig Show in your favorite podcast app. If you are listening on maybe Apple Podcasts or Spotify, don't forget to also rate and review the show. Give it a 5-star rating. You can also listen online by visiting the website, nickcraig.com. Our show this morning is brought to you in part by The Law Group. Visit them online at lawgroupnc.com or give them a call at 910-251-6088. We'll have more from them coming up a little bit later on in the program this morning. Well, last week, the Wilmington City Council met for a specially called meeting to continue the debate and discussion on homelessness and the continued struggle and problem that that is within the city of Wilmington. You've heard us talk about this in the past. It was a major debate at the Wilmington City Council meeting earlier this month. Unfortunately, with five Democrats on the Wilmington City Council, that board being majority controlled by Democrats, good suggestions being brought forth by Wilmington City Councilman Luke Waddell and Charlie Rivenbark. However, they were outvoted, and the can once again kicked down the road, being led by Mayor Bill Saffo, saying that he'd be ready to act in the September meeting, which will be coming up here in just a couple of weeks. So we'll see what happens during that meeting. But this has become such a major issue and a major problem that it did prompt a special meeting from the Wilmington City Council last week, in which they met at the brand new government facility, the old PPD building in downtown Wilmington, where council received two different presentations from city staff on the ongoing problem of homelessness within the city of Wilmington. And again, trying to find a solution. And before we get into it, and there's a lot to get into this morning, this idea of a solution to homelessness, I think inherently has some major flaws in it. Government does not have the ability to solve somebody's problems, their life problems. If you've got somebody that is, and I'm just throwing this out there, this does not describe every single person that is homeless, but I'm laying out a scenario, laying out an example for you. Somebody who is unwilling to work, maybe an active user or on the brink of addiction to drugs or alcohol. If somebody like that is unwilling to do exactly what you would assume, clean up their lives, get their lives back on track, stop the use of illicit drugs, stop the overall consumption of alcohol, and is unwilling to clean their lives up and unwilling to make a change for their themselves and make their lives better, at least in my eyes and in your eyes, how can the city solve said problem? And I think that's part of the issue as this debate continues. We will hear more in the coming weeks as the city council gets back together for the month of September. This concept of solving homelessness is kind of a fallacy. The city can make resources available. The city and other groups can provide opportunities for individuals to do what we're describing, cleaning up their lives, getting their lives in line. But the city itself does not have the ability to, quote unquote, solve homelessness. It's not something that a government has the ability to solve. Now, you can bus the people somewhere else, I guess, if you want to call that solving the problem. But you can't force individuals. We are in a free country. You cannot force individuals to take advantage of services that are already available. Now, we can have the debate, and a lot of what the debate was, it was about a 2.5-hour meeting from the Wilmington City Council, this specially called meeting last week, about 2.5 hours. And in that, a lot of the discussion was, what sort of increase in services do we need to remedy the problem? And the question is, do more services solve, and I'm going to throw that in air quotes because that's the phrase and the terminology that's being used, does more money and more services solve the problem? I am not immediately clear this morning, and I would argue, and I'm probably leaning towards no being the answer, I don't believe more money and more services solves the problem. Because you've got a lot of individuals that are disinterested in taking advantage of the services that are offered. And for, by the way, anybody that claims that the city of Wilmington does not and has not taken this seriously, I will point to the fact that since 2021, the Wilmington City Council has spent $5.5 million in funding. That includes direct city services, funding to nonprofit groups throughout the community that provide shelter and other sorts of resources for those that are dealing with being homeless and struggling with that. So the concept and the notion, the idea that the city of Wilmington is not doing anything or not doing enough is a complete and total lie. $5.5 million in less than 5 years is a significant amount of money to throw at a problem. And I'll note, while it is a growing issue, let's not pretend that there's 200 homeless people roaming around the streets of Wilmington day in and day out. Now, may there be that number in the community? Yes. But many of those individuals that are homeless are currently going through detox programs, are working to try and better themselves and get themselves out of that situation. This is a significant amount of money that has been spent, and I'll argue, a relatively short amount of time to begin the process of solving this problem. So we're going to start off kind of in reverse order on this meeting. Wilmington City Councilman Luke Waddell, at a full council meeting earlier this month, brought forth an anti-camping ordinance. So we went through and played those details and went through that meeting here on the show. And the part of the anti-camping ordinance was an opportunity to give law enforcement yet another tool to enforce the laws that are on the books and to begin the process of cleaning up Wilmington. And a lot of the discussion around this is, oh, well, you need to be compassionate. You need to be this. You need to be that. I'm all for being compassionate. I would argue that with the city spending $5.5 million worth of taxpayer funds over the last couple of years, they are, in fact, also compassionate about the problem at hand. But there's only so much compassion you can show for individuals that are unwilling to make a change. Unwilling to come to the realization the way in which they're living is not suitable for mainstream society. It is not appropriate for individuals to hide under the auspices of I'm homeless as they are walking around downtown Wilmington without a shirt on, drunk, harassing people. Right? The excuse of you're homeless doesn't fit that. You are now infringing on other people's rights in your issues that you're dealing with, and that is not how we operate as a society. The compassion and the funding is there. Now, could it be more? Sure. But let's not pretend that nothing's being done. $5.5 million is a significant amount. So this is a lengthy clip, I will admit. It's about 10 minutes long, but it was a full presentation, and I think it really sets the stage for what we're likely to see come up. This is a presentation from city staff going over what is currently allowed and what is currently not allowed within the city of Wilmington with a variety of ordinances that exist, a variety of things that are already on the books within the Wilmington City Council. So we'll watch and listen to this as city staff walks council through what is allowed, what does some of Councilman Waddell's proposed ordinances change. This to me was very eye-opening to watch and listen to. So let's start with this.
The first picture would be if there were an actual tent or camping on city sidewalks or streets during the day would be the first situation we would look at. That would not be allowed under our current ordinances, and there are multiple ones that could be applied depending on what the situation is. Obviously, if there's no one there, there's a lady present in this picture. If these tents were unoccupied, then that would be unattended property that could be used for littering. But we do have an ordinance for no tents on city streets or property. And we also have obstructing a street or sidewalk. And so those would be the current ordinances that the police officers could look at if they wanted to cover this situation now. Under the proposed ordinance, Section B of that ordinance talks about unattended personal effects not allowed, but it actually does not address, and this is one thing I wanted to point out, it does not address camping on city property during the day. If you'll recall, Section A, it's for 10 p.m. to 7 a.m. So this would actually not be prevented by that particular ordinance during the daytime. It would be prevented at nighttime under the current ordinance. So I feel like that kind of was a little bit confusing in the last presentation. So I wanted to make that clear. Now, one big part is if you have to clean up, a lot of times encampments don't just happen on a daily basis. They build up over time. And so having to remove things overnight, the thought would be that it would make it so that these things wouldn't develop again every single day. So that's how that proposed section of the ordinance would then address that. You'd have to take down any tents and get rid of all your possessions on the street overnight. So encampments like the one that are shown here wouldn't be allowed unless somebody was coming in mass and setting them up every single day. Next slide, please. Next slide, it appears to be a parking lot. You've got a car parked there. Right now, camping on city surface parking lots, either during the day or night, I say allowed. There's nothing in city code right now that would prevent the scene that you're seeing here from somebody being in the median or in an area of the parking lot during the day or night. Under the proposed ordinance, this would not be allowed. It would be allowed on most city property during the day, but not on city surface lots. Section C would prevent that from happening on city surface parking lots. But otherwise, during the day, it would be allowed on most other city property. Next slide, please. The next picture that you've got would cover camping, sleeping, or laying in city parking decks during the day or night. Currently, that's not allowed because we do have an ordinance, although we don't have one that addresses city surface lots. We've got one that does address parking deck section 6-8, conduct in parking decks that would prevent camping, sleeping, or laying in the city parking deck, which is also a public safety issue. You don't want to have people in the right of way of vehicles that are maneuvering through the parking lot. Under the proposed ordinance, it would not be allowed in city parking decks, section C, but camping, again, would be allowed on most other city property during the day, but not at night. Next slide, please. Next slide, if this were a city bench, then monopolizing or sleeping on city benches or seating areas during the day. Currently, that's not allowed. We've got a specific ordinance for obstructing city seating areas, 11-13. This situation is not addressed in the proposed ordinance other than monopolizing or sleeping on city benches at night because that would be city property. So during the day would not necessarily prevent this situation in the proposed ordinance, but would at night. Under the, if you're looking at nighttime, our same ordinance would apply day or night. Next slide, please. The next slide is one that I've had several questions about, this type of activity. You see clearly one gentleman, possibly two out of the three in the picture, are sleeping on city sidewalks or right-of-ways or sidewalks during the day. Currently, that would not be allowed because you're obstructing city streets or rights-of-way. However, I will tell you that even among individual police officers that I've spoken with, and I'm sure that Chief would tell you the same, what defines obstructing is always going to be a question. It's always going to be an issue of discretion in as far as the officer's concerned. Obviously, there's a concern if they have their feet in the streets sitting on the sidewalk like this, that's a danger to them. That's a danger to the motorist who might be trying to park where they are. So there's a public safety and a welfare aspect to it that the police could address. But at this point, if you're looking at obstructing in the same sense that you would look at the word occupy, which I know Ms. Andrews has had some questions about, in the sense of it meaning to possess or use property to the exclusion of others, then it would apply to anybody sitting or being stationary and preventing other people from using the sidewalk area. When you're talking about a street or sidewalk, that's supposed to be for movement, free-flowing movement back and forth by the public. And so if you are, quote, occupying or obstructing or monopolizing a particular area, then that would be seen as being covered under Section 11-13. But again, all of your officers, you've got 200 police officers, and they all may view that, how much of an obstruction is enough to characterize being charged with a Class 3 misdemeanor for that.
So I'm going to pause it right there because this has been an interesting debate, and you heard there from city staff that Democrats, specifically Celette Andrews on the Wilmington City Council, has really tried to dig into, well, what is the definition of occupying? And this is, for whatever reason, has turned into one of the pillars of this discussion is, what does it mean to when somebody is occupying property? Well, I mean, folks, this doesn't need to be a long-term academic discussion. I mean, if you are laying on a city street, you are occupying the property. I cannot walk where you are laying without stepping on top of you. You are occupying the property. If you are sleeping on a city bench in downtown Wilmington, you are occupying that property, which is not meant to be occupied. Plain and simple. For short periods of time, a bench, sure. But if you're laying, or in that picture you saw for those watching, people sitting on the sidewalk or sitting on street curbs, that is occupying property that is owned by the city of Wilmington. And for whatever reason, there's this hang-up from again, specifically Celette Andrews, and I would imagine David Joyner and some of the other progressives on the Wilmington City Council, this academic discussion over, what is occupying? What exactly, how do you define occupying? It's pretty freaking simple. If you're blocking property and I can't use that property and I can't walk on that property because you're laying or sleeping there, you are by definition occupying it. Just a weird thing and kind of this weird discussion that is seemingly shifting the conversation away from what needs to be discussed into this academic experiment on what is the actual definition of occupying. More from city staff.
This situation is not addressed during the day in the current, in the proposed ordinance. Sleeping on city sidewalks or right-of-ways at night, again, not allowed under Section 11-13. Under the proposed ordinance, it would not be allowed if they're sleeping under Section A, which is no sleeping on any city property overnight. So a lot of times there is a difference between day and night. Next slide, please. And you'll see this is actually the same slide. Specifically, as opposed to sleeping, this addresses the obstructing and a little more just what I mentioned about the fact that if their feet are in the street, the police could already address that issue under a general welfare situation because that could be a danger to them or other people with the street. Next slide, please. Next slide, supposing, and I use this to illustrate the potential for sleeping or lying in entrances to private property or businesses. If this was a private business, then the city would currently be able to enforce a general statute against that for trespass if the business owner was to call us. A lot of the, and what I noted on here is that many business owners don't want to press charges though, because then they have to go to court and take time out of their day to say that that person wasn't allowed to be there. And so a lot of times trespass doesn't get used as much as you would think that it could be because the business owners don't want to do the follow-up and have to go to court against somebody who probably may or may not even show up to court. So trespass would seem to be a way to address a lot of issues, but a lot of times it doesn't work out that way in reality.
That's a very important point to note, and a really good acknowledgement there from city staff. You're a small single proprietor business owner in downtown Wilmington, and you've got somebody who is part of the homeless community sleeping in the ingress or egress of your business. Are you really going to go through the process of calling the police and going through the legal proceeding of charging and pressing charges on that person for trespassing? The answer is no. You're a sole proprietor, small business, and do you really want to spend the time and the money to go through that process? The answer is no. And it makes perfect sense, and I'm glad that that city staff highlighted that point, because you're dealing with a situation where, yes, there is in fact a law on the book where sleeping or laying in an entrance to a private property or business day or night is not allowed. But businesses and business owners do not have the ability or the time to follow that through. I mean, you talk about the time suck that it would be to trespass somebody potentially multiple days a week from your property. It's completely impractical for the vast majority of businesses throughout the city of Wilmington.
Because of that factor, the proposed ordinance doesn't address this day or night for private businesses, because it's only targeted at city property. Next slide, please. This next slide would be, and if you would imagine that this is city buildings as opposed to private property during the day. Currently, we would trespass someone like that if they did not move from a city building. City manager has authority to delegate that trespass authority to, and has in the past, to the individual department directors who have responsibility over the particular buildings or facilities. And so the city is able to trespass people who are blocking entrances to city buildings during the day. And we have done that or have had that addressed in the past. Under the proposed ordinance, this would not be allowed, because Section D talks about specifically entrances to city facilities being for ingress and egress only. So sleeping and lying at the entrances of city buildings, it would not be allowed during the day. Similar for at night, the proposed ordinance would not allow this under the same Section D for entrances to city facilities. However, the city itself, because there's no disruption of city business or preventing anybody from coming in and out of the buildings after the buildings have closed, does not have a specific ordinance that addresses that at nighttime currently.
So that's a little bit of the about 10-minute presentation from city staff to the members of the Wilmington City Council at a meeting last week. And one of the encouraging things from that is that the vast majority of issues that currently exist with the homeless population in the city of Wilmington, fortunately, there's already a lot of laws and regulation on the book dealing with that. So then it comes down to an enforcement issue. Is the question would be, why is WPD not enforcing some of these laws that, as you just heard and watched through that presentation, are already on the books? And so there was a question asked of the interim police chief in Chief Evangelist, who will be leaving that interim post in the next couple of weeks. Of course, a new police chief coming into the city of Wilmington. This is going to be a major problem that he's going to have to deal with. So here's Chief Evangelist talking about, you know, what do the calls for service look like in and around the homeless population that exists in the city of Wilmington?
Calls we get are usually from business owners, you know, who are, if they're sleeping in the entryways or whatever. We'll see occasionally the parking decks, you know, some of the parking deck managers may call on that. But, you know, normally we respond if it's complained of or conspicuous. Okay, it used to be the three C's when I was out on the West Coast. Complained of, conspicuous, commercialized. Well, commercialized doesn't work on this. But if it's one of the two C's, we're going to take action. Okay? Now, the action would be preferably, A, you get up and move. We don't want to take enforcement action on these folks. We don't. You know, we want them to get up, we want them to leave and move somewhere else. If they refuse to, which most won't, you know, they'll voluntarily move. We'll trespass them, assuming that it's public property or if it's a private entity and the owner wants to trespass them. And eventually, you know, we may give them a ticket if they're doing the same thing over and over and over again. Okay? We don't want to arrest them. Okay? That's the absolute last thing we want to do. And so, you know, so to answer your question, a lot of that is conspicuous. We see it, or complained of, which is a call for service. That's usually how we respond to all of this.
So for anybody that claims that this is being handled in a way that is not compassionate, and those on the Wilmington City Council are leading the situation not from a place of compassion, you just heard the words from the chief of police in the city of Wilmington that the absolute last resort is to arrest these individuals. First, we will ask them to leave. And in most times, they do. They move somewhere else. If it's city property and they refuse to leave, then the police can trespass them because it's city property. If it's a private business, the private business owner would have to want to trespass them, which, again, we just talked about a few minutes ago, is a major time suck and a major drain on a small business owner, especially those that are sole proprietors within the city of Wilmington. So that is a tough situation to deal with. And then if none of that works, then you ticket the individual. If they're a repeat offender, they're doing the same thing over and over again. However, again, the absolute last resort is arresting these individuals. And so for all of the commentary online, and there is a whole bunch of it that is just so completely misguided. I mean, if you go on Facebook and you see some of the news stories about this from, you know, Port City Daily or WECT or HQR, AY, whatever news outlet you're looking at, you look at the comments and you would be led to believe that the Wilmington Police Department, the 200 plus officers in WPD, are beating the streets with their billy clubs and finding people that are homeless, smacking them with the billy clubs, throwing them in the back of a cop car and riding them off to jail. That's what you would believe. That's what you would believe is happening if you're reading some of the commentary on social media. There's no evidence of that happening, by the way. And you're hearing directly from the chief of police the process that he and his officers are going through to deal with it, with what is a major problem. It is. We can talk ourselves in a circle and we can have meeting after meeting after meeting. It is a major problem that is continuing to grow in the city of Wilmington. You have an increasing and larger population of homeless individuals within the city. Some of them are violent, some of them are aggressive, and making portions of downtown Wilmington, from the eyes of the public, an unsafe and unsanitary place to be. If you and your family are walking through downtown Wilmington being chased around by a guy with his shirt off, running after you and screaming, are you going to continue to come to downtown Wilmington? Are you going to continue to bring your family downtown? Are you going to patronize the businesses throughout the I guess you'd call the central business district, the downtown area where there are bars and restaurants and shops? The answer is no. You go look at all of these other cities that have allowed homelessness to run amok. You look at the major cities across the country, all have one thing in common: Democrat control, Democrat occupation in the city council or the mayor. In this case, we've got both here in the city of Wilmington. It is a completely unsustainable path long term. You might be able to get away with it for a period of time. And I think the city of Wilmington has gotten away with it. But the tide is beginning to turn on this. You are seeing more calls from the public to get the problem dealt with. You are seeing more calls from those conservative elected officials like Councilman Luke Waddell and Councilman Charlie Rivenbark, who are the only one seemingly spearheading this effort on this. Everybody else just wants to talk about it. Continue to kick the can down the road. Oh, we'll have another meeting. Oh, we'll bring in this person. We'll bring in that person. Have a meeting here, a meeting there. Just this incessant spinning of the wheel with nothing being accomplished. And that's exactly what you've seen. Nothing is being accomplished. It is talked about, it is lamented over, there are meetings, there are presentations, there is all of this staff time going towards the so-called problem, and the end result is not a damn thing happens. We talk about it, we hear about it, we listen to the people speaking, and that's it. And we say we're going to do something about it, but when the rubber meets the road, really nothing happens. The city council had the opportunity a couple of weeks ago to ramp up the enforcement mechanisms on this, to begin the process of solving this problem. And the five Democrats, including Mayor Bill Saffo on the Wilmington City Council, kicked the can down the road to the September meeting. You remember that show that we did earlier this month. You heard from business owners, people like Joe Aprero, who runs and operates Eagles Dare and Taco Baby and a couple of other businesses, the Underground Poorhouse in downtown Wilmington, talking about how business owners need relief, that customers are being scared. Employees do not feel safe parking their car a couple of blocks away and walking to the business at either the early morning hours or late nights. That's a serious problem. When you have business owners begging and pleading to the Wilmington City Council to do something, and they sit on their hands and they lament, and, oh, we'll deal with it next month. Oh, we'll deal with it here. Oh, we'll have another special meeting. It is a complete and total slap in the face to those business owners in downtown Wilmington and to the residents of the city and those that visit. Out-of-towners, tourists, which is, of course, a massive part of our economy in southeastern North Carolina. You cut out the tourism while locals would say, oh, yeah, it'd be great if there were no tourists. Half of your businesses would close. Without tourism, business in Wilmington is far smaller than it is right now. So, yes, I get it. The beaches are packed. The traffic is bad during tourism season. I get all of that. But the reason we have the luxuries that we do, the expansive shopping, the restaurants, and all of the other business activity, a lot of that is driven by the boom that is the very busy tourism season, which we are, of course, heading towards the tail end of here in southeastern North Carolina. You cut out tourism, you cut out people wanting to visit the city of Wilmington, I can promise you it is not a situation that you want to be in. So I've got a lot more clips from this meeting, some ridiculous comments from some folks as well. We'll continue that conversation, plus get some of your commentary coming in as we roll on this morning. I do want to tell you about the law group here in Wilmington and thank them for their continued support of the Nick Craig Show. When legal challenges arise, make sure you put your trust in the law group. For over 20 years, since 2003, their experienced group of attorneys have provided high-quality, affordable legal services across the eastern half of North Carolina. Whether you're facing a divorce, navigating real estate transactions, or maybe you're in a position where you need a strong defense, the law group has your back. Their dedicated team ensures your questions are answered and issues are resolved as quickly as possible. Great news, folks. They are located in Wilmington and just a phone call away at 910-251-6088, or you can visit them online at lawgroupnc.com. Give them a call, 910-251-6088, or their website, lawgroupnc.com. I used the law group a little over 5 years ago when I went through the process of purchasing my home. Great experience, affordable services from the folks over at the Law Group. Visit their website, reach out to them for any of your legal needs, lawgroupnc.com. We appreciate their continued support of the Nick Craig Show. On the other side, we've got some commentary from Wilmington City Councilman Luke Waddell, Charlie Rivenbark, as well as Mayor Bill Saffo. Those details coming up as the Nick Craig Show rolls on this Tuesday morning, streaming live on YouTube, Rumble, X, Facebook, and 24/7, wherever you get your podcasts. And a good Tuesday morning to you. Welcome back to the Nick Craig Show. Thanks for spending some time with us this morning as we continue what I will admit is a very complex discussion and conversation about how to deal with the homeless problem that is continuing throughout the city of Wilmington. Some commentary coming in on our live channels this morning. Matt writes in and says, many of these people choose this life. Many of them are enabled by people thinking that they're helping when in reality they're giving money to their drug dealer. It's been a problem for almost 5 years of both Republican and Democrat elected officials have done nothing. It is there's a news article, I think you'll hear it in a little bit, from Councilman Luke Waddell, back a Star News article from 2008 talking about the 10-year solution, the 10-year plan to solve homelessness. That was from 2008. It is now 2025, and the problem continues to grow. And again, the city of Wilmington has put an exceptional amount of resources behind this. Just over the last 4 years, the city has spent more than $5.5 million dealing with this problem. Councilman Luke Waddell talked about that.
I appreciate the slide. The city spent $5.5 million to help us directly to homeless services. And we have the Affordable Housing Fund that has been $3 plus million a year. I think that can assist some of these items. We spent $5.5 million over the past 5 years. I read an article this morning about the city of Wilmington's 10-year plan to end homelessness. And that article was written in 2008, 17 years ago. In that article, a lot of these kind of same meetings and discussions were had. Would it be possible, since you guys are bringing some follow-up work, to figure out how much the city has spent in the last 17 years on the same thing?
We can absolutely look that up.
It's a great question there by Councilman Luke Waddell, and here's the story from the Wilmington Star News, May the 20th, 2008, 10-year plan to fight homelessness unveiled. I'll just read through a little bit of it for you. A plan to end homelessness in the Cape Fear region hopes to accomplish two goals: prevent homelessness and provide permanent housing for homeless people. Wilmington Mayor Bill Sappho said at the said Tuesday, as officials unveiled the plan, this is an issue that has affected the city in so many ways. It doesn't seem like the problem is getting better. During the announcement at the United Way of the Cape Fear area, project manager Dan Farrell said he is glad that the plan phase is over and is excited to move towards implementation, with him saying, "Solving the problem is going to take a great deal of community cooperation. We will all need to work together to implement the plan. Some of the groups that will cooperate include service providers, elected officials, and the private sector." And so going through this, you know, to accomplish the first goal, officials will use a variety of strategies. That will include providing education and training for homeless people, providing discharge plans for those leaving prisons and hospitals, increased mental health and other services, developing a centralized resource center, and increasing outreach and community involvement with the homeless. This is an article from 2008, and as you read through it and look through some of the details, I'll have this in the show notes over at patreon.com/Nick Craig. It's a lot of the same stuff that you're hearing just last week in 2025. And this is an ongoing problem with just government in general. There are things, and I mentioned this at the top, there are things that government can solve and there are things that government can't solve. And I would contend to you this morning that homelessness as an overall umbrella topic is something that government cannot solve. The city of Wilmington, New Hanover County, they cannot solve homelessness. As was commented by Matt on our Facebook live feed this morning, many of these people choose this life. So if they are actively choosing to be homeless, how does the city government, how does the Wilmington Police Department, how do they solve a problem when many of the individuals who are dealing with this don't see it as an issue? And that's a key factor that I think is missed in a lot of the discussion, is you cannot compel somebody to take advantage of services. And the fact of the matter is there are a lot of services, both publicly funded through the city of Wilmington, New Hanover County, the community endowment, and a lot of private groups that get no city funding, no funding from the endowment, no funding from the county, and are specifically driven by donation. A lot of those are faith-based organizations. There are resources available. You cannot compel somebody, however, to take advantage of those resources. Council member Charlie Rivenbark, who is up for his seat is up this year, he is not running for re-election, talked about cleaning up downtown Wilmington and the importance there. Let's take a listen to Councilman Rivenbark.
You quoted 127,000 people living in the city limits of Wilmington. I have to be concerned about their quality of life as well. And when we have these folks out there that are wreaking havoc, I'm not talking about the homeless people as a whole. I'm talking about the people running up and down Front Street, not attacking people, but being overly aggressive, leaving horrible messes on the street in people's positions out here around the medical community, sleeping up in the alcoves on the weekend when they're not keeping hours, and leaving a horrible mess every Monday morning. We had great discussion in our last council meeting about that. This is also something that ties right in, and we've got to address that. That's not something that Luke brought up the 10-year plan for ending homelessness. We can't have a 10-year plan for ending this. This is something that's got to happen post haste with getting our And of course, the downtown is the magnet, and it's everywhere, but we've got to clean up and make these people that are out there applying their trade with their business, and if you had never been a small business person, it's a challenge every day. And then to have this kind of, these kind of things happening, it's a real handicap. And we as the city, and we have got to do something quick about that. It can't continue to go on. We heard business owner after business owner last Tuesday night. They're the ones in the trenches. And it's, I would not like to be in their shoes. And we've got to do something about that.
Something absolutely has to be done about it. And taking a look at that meeting that took place back a couple of weeks ago within the city of Wilmington discussing this, we heard from some of these individuals in downtown Wilmington. I'll just play a little bit of it for you. Here is the guy that owns Eagles Dare. His name is Joe. Is operates three different downtown businesses. This was his plea to the Wilmington City Council. For those that missed our show back earlier this month, this is at the August 5th Wilmington City Council meeting. Here is a business owner. So again, we're talking about who are the subject matter experts in all of this. Here is a business owner talking about the problems that he is seeing, the problems that his staff is dealing with. I would argue that this is some advice that the city should take. This is back from the August 5th meeting.
I've lived and worked here since 2009. I own the Eagles Dare Bar and Venue Space, Taco Baby Restaurant, and the Poorhouse Bar. Okay, so ranging from Brooklyn Arts District to proper downtown, all right? The current challenges that people are dealing with downtown, whether it be talking about the unhoused community, juveniles late night, to just general upticks in violence, council, something needs to be done. I'm literally a bunch of business owners, a bunch of people representing downtown are pleading something needs to be done. Is it necessarily the ordinance being presented tonight? Is that the answer? I don't know. But what I'm pleading with you is something needs to be done. I get that this is a layered, there are layered issues here, and it's multifaceted, and there is no right answer, all right, or one quick answer. But again, something needs to be done. We have members of the unhoused community from sunup to sundown downtown aggressively panhandling, committing lewd acts, open air drug use and alcohol use, all right? Those things, we have business owners that have to go to their businesses early to make sure that they're cleaning up feces at the entrance of their business before their clients come in to get their hair done. Something needs to be done. Okay, I watched families get catcalled, get hollered at on their way to go get ice cream. And I say
very sustainable, right? Very sustainable situation unfolding, right? You're a small business owner. You've got to come in and literally clean up somebody's feces and urine in front of your business. Families being catcalled by a homeless guy running around with a 40. People openly smoking crack. Heroin needles in their arms. I mean, that's sustainable, right? And I guess for the Democrats on the Wilmington City Council who have sat on their ass for years and done nothing about this, I guess they're okay with this. I mean, this could have been dealt with at the August 5th meeting of the Wilmington City Council meeting. Councilman Waddell brought this forward, some of these additional ordinances to try and give law enforcement the tools and the resources that they need to move forward. And what were we told? That it could be dealt with in the September meeting. But we'll deal with it in a couple of weeks. So that meeting is coming up, I think, next week, and we'll see if it's actually dealt with or not. Here's more, again, the firsthand accounts of what it's like to own and operate a business in downtown Wilmington.
That's a family that's never coming downtown again. All right. We have juveniles downtown late night hanging out predominantly in front of several establishments that are catering to underage or 18 and up crowds that are not downtown for any other reason than to be downtown. Literally throwing fireworks at people on Front Street over the 4th of July weekend. Something needs to happen. Back in the, just handful of years ago, the task force was significantly more present. They knew us, we knew them, they knew who the players were. And I understand that the police department have their own issues right now themselves in terms of manpower. But again, something needs to be done and some presence needs to be felt. Whether it's whether it is this ordinance, whether it is a curfew for underagers downtown. Again, I don't know, but again, I'm pleading with you, something that needs to be done. There are other districts now. It used to be, where are you going, Beach or downtown? Now it's, I've got Soda Pop, I've got Cargo District, I've got up in Ogden. Those are all amazing spots. So for people to want to come downtown, we need to provide an environment that they actually want to come to. I'm running out of town, I'll leave you with this. Let me know when you want to go out. Meet me at Eagles Dare, we'll go out on a Saturday night, we'll load up in my car, and we'll drive around.
So there you're hearing the firsthand accounts of some of the struggles and some of the issues that businesses are dealing with. I would consider Joe a subject matter expert in what's going on. He operates three different businesses in three different areas of downtown. His underground bar, the Poorhouse, is literally at the corner of Market Street. You've got Eagles Dare right there on 3rd at the border of the Brooklyn Arts District, and Taco Baby next to WTF, not just a couple of blocks from Hotel Ballas. So three businesses in three different areas of downtown Wilmington. I would argue that he knows what he's talking about. I would argue that if we're going to have this discussion and we're going to watch this play out, that we should take some of the, not necessarily the advice, but some of the words and some of the commentary from people that aren't just passerbyers, but are seeing this every single day, are opening up their businesses 7 days a week. We should probably take that with some level of certainty as that there is a major problem existing. But unfortunately, the Wilmington City Council believes that it's just important to continue to kick the can down the road. And this comes back to a larger problem with government. When there is not a, and I will contend that there's not a solution to homelessness. Again, it is a problem that Wilmington is quote unquote trying to solve, but there's no real solution. Because there's not a silver bullet, one size fixes all solution to the problem, they're afraid to do anything. And that is the unfortunate reality of weak leadership. And I think that's what you're seeing portrayed by certain members of the Wilmington City Council. There is no surefire solution, I throw that in air quotes, to the problem, so they're afraid to do anything. And that is really the difference between weak and strong leadership. Weak leaders, because there's no solution to the problem, just spin their wheels. They talk about it. Oh, yeah, we're going to do something. They'll respond to emails from constituents talking about how much they care about solving the problem. But the reality is they're not interested in solving it because there is no solution. And that's what I contend to you this morning. Can things be done? Yes. The ordinance that Councilman Waddell brought forward, does it help the problem? Yes. Is it a solution to solving homelessness? No. And I will contend that it's an unsolvable problem because individuals have free will and are allowed to make their own decisions. However, Councilman Waddell at the meeting last week talked about how it's time for the city council to take action.
But shouldn't we also prioritize the safety and cleanliness of our public spaces? They belong to everyone. And we need to say very clearly that our public spaces and our sidewalks, our streets, our the businesses should be, the interests of these businesses should be safe, clean places for everybody to enjoy. We're the city of Wilmington. We can walk and we can chew gum at the same time. And I agree with Councilman Rybard. This is something that we can have these meetings, we can continue to come up with plans, but we need action and we need action quickly. And I hope that this September meeting that we moved it to, we take that action and move an ordinance forward. I know we're going to have additional conversation about that, and I look forward to that.
Great comments there from Councilman Waddell. You can chew gum and walk at the same time. There might not be a silver bullet solution to this problem. And so you try things, you see if they work. If they work, great, you keep doing them. You try things, they don't work, you stop doing them. It's a relatively simple problem. That's how literally every single person problem solves day in and day out. Whether you're at your work, doing your job, whether you're at home dealing with issues there, you problem solve. What could be a potential solution or a set of solutions to said problem that I'm dealing with? My air conditioner is not working. Okay, let's begin the process. Is my drip pan full? Is my starting capacitor dead? Right? There's a variety of different issues. My thermostat's not working, so on and so forth. You begin the process of solving the problem. You lay out the solutions, you work through them, see what works, see what doesn't. But government, for whatever reason, is predominantly in weak government organizations and entities, which I would argue the five Democrats on the Wilmington City Council, they're afraid to start anything. Part of it is, I think, the public blowback. Part of it is the misinformation that has seeped out into the public over what's going on with the problem. And they don't want to seem that they don't have any compassion for the problem. They don't want to be deemed as somebody that is cracking down on the poor homeless people that are living within the city of Wilmington, openly smoking crack on Front Street, catcalling families, being overly aggressive with people that are operating their businesses in downtown Wilmington, so they do nothing. And Councilman Waddell reiterated again, his ordinance, not going to necessarily solve every problem, but it's one additional tool for law enforcement.
Well, the presentation we saw before, a holistic approach also includes clear boundaries and enforcement. That's what I believe this ordinance does. It's not a silver bullet to the issue. But also not criminalizing homelessness, what it is, given folks who are out there dealing with it every day, an additional enforcement mechanism. While we continue to work with the service providers that we have and as city leaders on other solutions.
You'll have to excuse the tough audio there. That is the great audio directly from the city of Wilmington, some of the comments. I wish I could have pulled a bunch more clips, but half of the meeting was completely unintelligible due to whatever the hell the AV team within the city of Wilmington is doing. I'll stop my commentary there. But talking about how this no camping ordinance, which would be predominantly for street-level parking lots, is yet another enforcement mechanism for the WPD to have in their toolbox as an opportunity to work through this problem, to deal with the increase in the homeless population that is existing within the city of Wilmington. So there's this entity called the Cape Fear Council of Governments, which, reading directly from their website, is a regional organization serving local governments across Brunswick, Columbus, New Hanover, and Pender counties. As one of North Carolina's 16 regional councils, the Cape Fear Council of Government provides resources, technical assistance, and support to over 40 municipalities, fostering regional collaboration and strategic solutions that improve the quality of life for nearly 500,000 residents. That is the stated goal of the Cape Fear Council of Governments. The executive director in Alan Serkin was at this Wilmington City Council meeting, the specially called meeting last week. The commentary he made was absurd. Take a listen to this.
Where could a homeless person who's living on the streets legally occupy if there's no shelter available?
But they can.
And how could they not be in violation of the city code? And whether under the current mixture of ordinances or some consolidated version of the current ordinances or the slightly modified, improved, or, you know, version that's being proposed, not on private property, presumably, not in the DOT right away, most of it. I mean, I think that ultimately it comes back to the question of the musical chairs, and somebody is violating city code because there's not a chair. You know, city attorney at the last meetings talked a lot about what the definition of occupy is. People take space. Where legally can somebody be if not on city property or on public property? This is a very difficult question to answer.
It's and really not.
You know, in Houston, where they had success with an ordinance very similar to this, they first offered shelter. And if you did not accept the offer of shelter, then there were criminal misdemeanor, what have you, for refusing shelter. But if there is no legal place to go, what do we expect these people to do?
It's not really, I'm going to argue it's not the city of Wilmington's problem. Plain and simple. This concept that, oh, well, these people have no place to go, therefore they are allowed to, what? Smoke crack on Front Street because there's not a bed and a shelter available? That's what I'm supposed to believe is the key problem here. Because there is not a bed available at a facility that individuals are allowed to piss in the streets. That's the solution. Because God forbid we charge them for the crime in which they're committing, public urination. Right? We wouldn't want to do that. but because there's no bed available, there's no shelter that they're interested in taking advantage of, we just do nothing? That to me is completely nonsensical. And part of what this revolves around is to begin the process of solving anything. First, you have to define A, what is the problem you're trying to solve? And B, what is the goal? What are the metrics that would solve it? And I think that's part of the issue here within the city of Wilmington is, yes, we know what the problem is. That is defined. But when we look at what is the goal and what are the metrics that would determine whether what we're doing is a success or not, that's where the issue is. Because nobody is really able to define what the objective and what the goal is. We hear that it is to clean up the homeless problem. But again, what are the metrics on that? If the number falls by 50%, is that solving it? Is it solved when there's nobody on the streets? I mean, that's a quintessential question that needs to be answered before you can continue any further with this discussion. But I, for not a second, this guy from the executive director of the Cape Fear Council of Government saying, well, you can't pass these ordinances because these people have nowhere else to go. That's not my problem. For law-abiding residents in the city of Wilmington, that is not their problem. And I would argue it's not the city of Wilmington's responsibility to not enforce ordinances that are on the books because these people have nowhere else to go. We are compassionate. The city has spent $5.5 million on this said problem over the last 4 years. So don't tell me that nothing's being done. Don't tell me that there's no services available. That's complete and utter bullshit. There are services available. There are millions of dollars a year being spent to solve homelessness, and the problem is getting worse. The fact of the matter is many individuals are not interested in the services that are available. The fact of the matter is you cannot compel somebody to get their lives on track and get clean. Many of the shelters that exist throughout the city of Wilmington are dry, meaning that if you are actively abusing alcohol or actively using drugs, you are not allowed in those shelters. And individuals are unwilling to stop their use of alcohol, unwilling to stop their use of illicit drugs to get into those shelters. But for whatever reason, that's not discussed. But we're told that, oh, well, you just can't do anything about it. It's a game of musical chairs. I don't understand how that's a solution. I don't understand. So how much more needs to be spent? This is what I love about government. I say that, of course, as ironically as possible. How much more needs to be spent? We're already spending $5.5 million. Does $10 million solve the problem? Does $20 million solve the problem? Does $100 million solve the problem? I think that's important to know. If $5.5 million's not enough, how much begins the how much solves the problem? The answer is there's no metric. There's no dollar amount that solves the problem of homelessness. I believe that it is not a solvable problem for the city of Wilmington in the way in which some folks would want to go about it. Mayor Bill Sappho talked about how, you know, there's a money problem here as well. Take a listen to this.
Where are you going to get the money? Again, I have no answers. But
Of course. Where are we going to get the money? Very fair question from Mayor Bill Sappho. The guy from the Cape Fear Council of Government throws up his arms. Oh, no. I don't have an answer to that. So then what's your solution? It's absurd.
Where are you going to get the money? Again, I have no answers.
But wait a minute. Yeah. I just want to make certain that the community understands this. We get 40% of the tax revenue. The county gets 60. We get 20% of the sales tax revenue. The county gets 80. And I'm not blaming this on the county. But our financial structure, based on what the state allows us under state statute, state law, gives us less money. And yet, we don't have human services nor Department of Health under our jurisdiction.
So we're
being pushed into it. So I want to be very clear about this. And we are the only entity and the only government that has supported housing with supported services at Lakeside Reserve and at Sparrow. And I know how much time it took to do that. So unless you're going to change the financial model and give cities, and by the way, you could give us more of the sales tax revenue based on what this county is allowed to do based on either per on ad valorem tax or people per capita, and you know this, we'd get 50% of the sales tax revenue, which if we're willing as a community to spend more money, we would. But you're putting all of it, or all of it, I'm not saying you're putting all of it, because I'm not saying that to you or anybody else, but all of it seems to have now nested in the incorporated city limits, whether we like it or not. And I would challenge anybody to say we're going to put a facility in an unincorporated area of the county, and I would love to see what kind of blowback they get from those citizens. It's a very complex situation, and I'm not, everybody's passionate about this. We're trying to find something that works for everybody, and I hear what you're saying, but a lot of it comes down to funding. And a lot of people will say, it's not our problem, it's the city's problem. You deal with it. But at some point in time, it will overflow from here, and it's going to go into a place where you may be residing, and you may not like it.
I appreciate what the mayor's saying, and there's some truth to his commentary, but I don't believe that money, like many of the issues that government deals with, I do not believe that money is the solution to the problem. Could funding be potentially increased to help some of it? Sure. But it's not the end-all, be-all solution. If so, if it was, then the article from 2008, which quotes, at the time, Wilmington Mayor Bill Sappho 17 years ago, if money was the solution to the problem, it would have been solved. But it's not. It is a variety of factors. One of the major ones is law and order. One of the major ones is law enforcement feeling like they are empowered to enforce ordinances that are on the books. Many of them already are. For example, smoking crack in downtown Wilmington on a random Wednesday afternoon is already illegal. And so there is a plethora of issues here that need to be dealt with. And it is absolutely beyond time for the Wilmington City Council to step up and begin the process. It's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to be fixed with one ordinance. It's not going to be fixed with one check being written. This is a long-term strategy and a long-term goal that absolutely has to be dealt with by the Wilmington City Council, or Wilmington is the next Oakland, is the next Baltimore, is the next San Francisco. Cities that have been dealing with a huge increase in homelessness for a significant period of time have made the cities and those areas incredibly unsafe, have driven businesses and communities away. That is not where I want to see the city of Wilmington going forward. And so as the Wilmington City Council gets ready for their September meeting, I am very much looking forward to hearing what the discussion is. I'm sure Democrats will once again try and kick the can down the road. Not only do they say they want to solve the problem, but they are unwilling to do anything to solve it. And I'm sorry, but complaining about that there's no money available is not a solution. Okay, the money's not there. So let's figure out what else we can do. I get it. Yes, the city of Wilmington takes in a fraction of what New Hanover County does. Completely understood. And the issue is predominantly existing within the city of Wilmington. Understood. But because the money's not there, then it's time to pivot and figure out what needs to be done to solve the problem. And unfortunately, we've seen the can continue to get kicked down the road. This is the ending of the Wilmington City Council meeting back on August the 5th. This is how the vote went down.
It's everywhere. And I think the other part of it is, how do you address all of it? Because it's not just going to be here, guys. It's on the railroad tracks. You take a walk down there and see what happens. So, it's important that we address the issues, because a lot of the service delivery is down here. I'm willing to take a vote on it, but I want to have more information that we were supposed to have that was never brought forward for whatever known reason. So that's just my take on it.
Well, if I can rebut,
yes, go ahead.
I think we can walk and chew gum at the same time. This is not an either-or situation. We can take action on an ordinance today and set this meeting and have more conversation with the county, without the county. I don't care. I'm here. I work for the city just like all of you do, and I'm more than open to having these additional conversations of services, and something I've supported in various degrees. But I think there's really no reason to wait until September 1st. It's action that we can take here tonight.
Thank you. Go ahead, Charlie.
I'm just making the motion. Okay, we have a motion on the floor, seconded by Councilmember Waddell.
I'm going to make a substitute motion and delay the action until the first meeting in September. That's my motion, substitute motion.
Just kick it down the road again.
No, I just...
That's exactly what we're doing, Mayor.
It's September.
We do this way too often. We've got a... I want to see... We'll vote on you, and you're going to win, but we're kicking it down the road. And those people need help tonight, and the police need, as the chief so eloquently said, another tool in their bag. So let's move on.
We have a motion. We have a substitute motion by me, second by Councilman Spears. Any further discussion? All in favor of that motion, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Pace five, passes
five
to two.
Way to go, gang.
5-2.
And you can hear the frustration there from Council Member Charlie Rivenbark. Way to go, gang. Kicking the can down the road again, and we'll see what comes up. Tuesday, September the 9th is the September Wilmington City Council meeting. We'll see what's said. We'll see what's done. This is a problem that is not going to solve itself. I don't think money is the end-all, be-all solution to it. I think law enforcement needs to take care of the ordinances that are on the books right now, and I think the city needs to add the additional ordinances that were brought forth by Councilman Waddell to give law enforcement additional tools and additional resources to solve the problem. It's a frustrating issue. I get it. I'm convinced that everybody in the room, and I would argue everybody listening this morning, or whether you're listening live or after the fact, you don't want the situation to continue to exist the way that it is. You're probably of the mindset that it is unsustainable. Everybody wants to solve it, but doing nothing, which is exactly what the city council did back on August the 5th, this meeting last week, yeah, great information passed aside, absolutely, no question about it. But what are you going to do about it? Again, Wilmington had a 10-year plan to fight homelessness 17 years ago. That 10-year plan obviously didn't work because we are once again discussing it in August of 2025. So we'll wait and see. Tuesday, September the 9th, the next Wilmington City Council meeting. We'll be watching that and provide those details coming up that Wednesday morning right here on the Nick Craig Show. So that's going to do it for a Tuesday edition. Love to get your commentary and feedback. You can drop us a line on our YouTube, Rumble, or X anywhere after the fact. You can also shoot me a message over on X as well. I do want to thank the Law Group here in Wilmington for their continued support. You can visit them online at lawgroupnc.com or give them a call at 910-251-6088. Thanks for joining us 7 a.m. this morning, live YouTube, Rumble, X, Facebook, and 24/7 wherever you get your podcasts.